Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We pray to love. We pray in love. When you come before the Lord, you know, if you read in your Bible reading this week, which I'm sure everybody at Faith Life Church, right? And this week we're reading in Matthew. And did you read about how that, you know, when you bring your offering or your gift before the Lord and you remember that your brother or somebody has aught against you, what do? You don't give your gift yet, right? You go and get it right with them. Then you come back and bring your offering. Wonder if that's still true today. Yes. Well, certainly it is. Before you start to pray, before you start to bring your offering before the Lord in the service or church or give a gift to anybody, if you want it to be accepted of the Lord. So, you know, you can give in church and the Lord not receive your offering. Do you know that? You can pray and the Lord not receive your prayer. So this is vitally important. Before you do it, you check your heart. You know, have I hurt anybody? Have I wronged anybody? You know, well, no, not as far as I know. I straightened it out if I did the best I knew how. Now you're ready to come pray. Not until then. And then now you're ready to come bring your offering before the Lord. I don't think this has been emphasized as much as it should have been. But it's right there in the Scripture, isn't it? So in love is how we pray. Then secondly, we studied that Jesus taught you pray in faith. And then also we saw that He taught us to ask. And then last week we talked about the difference between asking and requiring or demanding. There's a time when you pray and there's a time when you say. Yes. Right? Yes, well, let's go on today to another area of prayer. Go please to the book of Luke. The book of Luke. And let's look at the 18th chapter. You know, there's a reason why we review like we do. It's not because we don't have enough material to fill the time. I think you never wondered about that. But there's numerous reasons why. Jesus said, a scribe that's instructed in the kingdom of God is like a householder that brings forth out of his treasure things old and things new, things familiar and things unfamiliar. And also, you know, the Apostle Paul in Corinthians talks about how that God used him to lay a foundation and then teachers to build on the foundation. And that's what's happening in the kingdom of God. And I understand if you don't get the foundation right, there's no need to start working on the second floor. Right? I mean, because you're just asking for trouble. And if you don't have the first part, there's no need going on to the second. And so that's why we'll do that. And sometimes you'll see the Lord will lead us to just stay on that and we don't seem to get to the other part. You know, I learned from the Holy Spirit, but then also through Brother Hagin. He was always a great one to review. I remember many times he reviewed the whole session, never got to anything new, so to speak, from what he had already covered in previous times. And somebody asked me about that one. They said, why, Brother Keith? Why he keeps telling the same stories? You know, he keeps going over the same thing. I don't understand it. I said, I'm sure when we get this, he'll go on to something else. That's a fact. You know, people think, well, I'm tired of hearing the same thing. Well, wake up and get it. And then we'll move on, right? Hallelujah. Well, in Luke, the 18th chapter, are you there? Let's talk about another area where Jesus taught on how to pray. Luke 18. You'll also see something, we're going to get into something significant about mothers here too. Luke 18. He spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to what? Pray and not to faint. Not to faint, not to give up and quit. So what's the purpose of this parable? What are you supposed to get out of it? That you always pray and you don't quit. You don't faint. Give up. Say, he gave this story. He said, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, had no respect for God, neither regarded man, didn't respect people. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. Obviously, she had been terribly wronged, and she's asking him as the leader to do something about it and to make it right. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. He said, I don't respect God. I don't care about her, but she just keeps coming. So I'm going to do something about this so she will quit. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night to him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Amen. I believe he'll find some in Branson and many places. Amen. But we should do our part. Well, Jesus is not comparing the Father to an unjust judge. He's showing a contrast. He's saying, if this man who's unjust and unfair, if he will take care of the woman and do right by her, in other words, how much more shall our faithful God take care of his people who keep bringing things before him in prayer? Can you see this? Go with me back a few pages to the 13th chapter of Luke. This is another thing that Jesus taught on prayer. It goes hand in hand. There is an area of prayer where you must demonstrate persistence. You must continue in it and persist in it and remind the Lord of a thing and bring it up to him again. In Luke, the 13th chapter, verse 1. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. That's a terrible thing. And Jesus answering said to them, suppose you that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You know, doing right, and if you're not doing right, repenting is the key to not being judged. The Lord said, judge yourself, right? And you won't be judged. That's repentance. So sometimes people look at repentance as a negative kind of thing. But friend, repentance is a wonderful thing. It means you don't get judged. It means you don't reap what you sowed. Did you hear me? I've heard Christians even say sometimes, you know, they're just wrong thinking. They say, well, you know, I made my bed hard. I'm just going to have to lay in it now. You know, I sowed this back when I was a young person. I guess I'm just reaping, you know. I met a fellow was trying to tell me this one time. He was a man now in his late 60s, I guess. And he said, you know, when I was a young man, I was wild and I drank and I smoked and I did this and I did that. He said, you know, and I guess I'm just reaping all the benefits of this. And he wouldn't even try to believe for a healing because he said, well, I'm having to reap what I've sown. Well, you know, if we have to reap everything we sow, then we're going to hell. Did you hear me? And we're going to be broke and sick and defeated all of our short, miserable life while we're here. But no, somebody who did no sin took our place and reaped our sin, reaped the judgment for it. So if you will repent and put faith in him, you don't have to reap bad things that you've sown. Did you hear me now? Now, if you don't repent and you won't believe on him, then you will reap it. You will. I'm so glad I'm not reaping it. I'm not going to hell. How many not going with me? I'm not going. I ain't going. And I'm not going to reap destruction in this life. I'm going to reap blessing. Amen. 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 You know, that's the greatest trade that you ever made. He took your sin. You got his righteousness. Amen. He took your curse. You got his blessing. Amen. glory to God. He took your punishment. You got His benefits.
Amen.
Oh, thank God forever. What a trade. Well, he said, he went on to give another example. He said, those 18, verse 4. Now, this would have been things like you see in national paper, our own national news. 18 people died because a tower fell on them. A building fell on them. Everybody knew about it, and it was talked about. And people who were religious tried to figure it out. Well, why were those 18 killed instead of some other folks? I know one of the guys that was killed in that. He was a pretty good fellow. I know a guy that's down the street from me. He works in that tower, and he's just mean as the devil, and he was spared. I don't understand that. And you see Christians all the time trying to figure this out, don't you? And people even write books about, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? And why don't bad things happen to bad people? You know, that kind of stuff. People trying to figure it out in their minds. And then people come to the conclusions, well, life is not fair. And what they mean by that is God is not fair. The implication is God is not fair. There's no rhyme or reason to any of this. I mean, chance. You know, sometimes you're lucky, sometimes you ain't. And, you know, sometimes it hits you, and sometimes it don't, and you just never know. Huh? Which we all at Faith Life Church know that is not a scripture. Right? No. The Bible talks about us knowing some things. Ephesians told us not to be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We're supposed to know what His will is. He's given us His word to reveal it to us. But He said, you know, do you think that they were sinners above everybody else that dwelt in Jerusalem because that tower fell on them and killed them? He said, I tell you, no. That wasn't the case. Wasn't because they were worse people than other people. But except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Now keep reading. All this goes together. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he to the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone. Now this all goes together. This is prayer. This is intercessory prayer. A lot of people call all prayer intercession, and it's not. But this is intercessory prayer we're talking about here.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.